That's our news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Temperatures will begin inching up throughout the day, but more misery still expected for thousands who are without power from the ice storm last month in the South. National Weather Service forecaster David Roth.
We're going to be through this cycle, it looks like, even next week, where we'll get milder again for a while and then we get colder again. So temperatures will be more variable. We're not going to be stuck as cold. We're going to have some periods where the snow and the ice is going to at least have some chance to melt.
Some 150 million people were under cold weather advisories and extreme cold warnings on Sunday in the eastern part of the country, with single-digit temperatures in southern states and the coldest air mass in South Florida since 1989. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has announced two more arrests in the St. Paul Church protester case.
A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted nine people on federal charges of conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers during the protest at the city's church in St. Paul. That's where an ICE official is a pastor. The protest generated strong objections from the Trump administration. Those facing civil rights charges include independent journalists Don Lemon and Georgia Fort, who were among four people arrested Friday.
A proposed new federal law would require proof of ID when registering to vote.
The bill is called the SAVE Act, short for Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. Among its terms, it would require U.S. citizens to provide documentary proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick tells Salem Radio he is a backer.
I've supported legislation along with Bill Hagerty to make sure that we require verification in the census that someone's a U.S. citizen.
Along these lines, 74% of likely U.S. voters believe a photo ID requirement is a reasonable measure to protect election integrity. That's according to a national comprehensive survey by Rasmussen Reports.
That's George Williams reporting, and this is SRN News. Americans are offering their thoughts on religion and entertainment. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a report.
According to a new poll released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative, 92% of adults say faith has a role to play in movies and TV, and 77% believe depictions of faith would have broad appeal. Allison Brady of Harris X says the survey contains suggestions for Hollywood, adding that integrating religion into a story, quote, shouldn't feel forced. It shouldn't feel like a message. It should feel organically part of the character's life and the storyline. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years behind bars for contempt of religion. That was all based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year as well. This is SRN News. An Arizona sheriff is confirming a crime scene as authorities search for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, who was reported missing over the weekend. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime, and we're asking the community's help.
Iran's supreme leader is warning any U.S. attack upon it would spark a regional war. President Trump not backing down, though, from his demand that Iran end its bloody crackdown on peaceful demonstrators.
We have the biggest, most powerful ships in the world over there, very close, a couple of days, and hopefully we'll make a deal. If we don't make a deal, then we'll find out whether or not he was right.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by 516 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.